One specially valuable aspect of Aristotle's ethics, in my view, is his account of moral education, his account of how we become good people. It's a very common sense and practical approach, but I think it's really importantly right. Aristotle thinks that we become good people by practice. That's to say, we've got to start, when fairly young, doing the right actions, not really knowing why they're the right actions at first, but just getting into the habit of doing them, thanks to a good example from our parents or teachers or whatever. And once we've got into those good habits, we can add a kind of reflective notion and come to understand why these are the right actions and come to learn how to do a slightly different thing in different circumstances. But the important thing for Aristotle is we have to come to enjoy acting in the right way. And that's why he puts so much emphasis on having the right feelings as well as doing the right things. Because if you simply do the right thing but hate doing it, then you're not really going to develop into a morally virtuous person. I think that's a tremendously important and actually correct view of moral education. There's another important and relevant aspect to Aristotle's ethical writing, and that's his view of the nature of ethical truth. Now, many people think that if there are truths in ethics, they have to be of the kind, it's always wrong to do such and such, or it's always right to tell the truth. Aristotle was very sensible and recognized that it's very hard to find true universal generalizations of that kind, that different circumstances made different actions appropriate. But he didn't think that we should therefore throw up our hands in the air and say, so there aren't any truths at all. He recognized that there can be moral truths, even if they don't take the form of universally true generalizations. It's always wrong to tell a lie, for instance. And this position, surprisingly, is one that many people could learn from today, because you often hear moralists saying, if we can't have universally true moral truths, then it's all just a matter of relativism and a matter of opinion. Well, Aristotle knew better than that.